can't call it a kasha, but I think I can call it an almost kasha. Whenever events happen in our calendar, so we search the Parshas HaShavua for remuzim to those events, even if they're regular events in the calendar, like Rosh Hashanah time. So Rosh Hashanah time, very often we're learning Parshas Nitzavim. So every Rav knows where to find Rosh Hashanah and Parshas Nitzavim. Because it's there, because it's not a coincidence that it comes out around that time. And so too with all the Yomim Tovim, the Parshas that come around that time, we search for those subtle remuzim for that time. Even Lag BaOmer, Shavuos, whatever it is, we search for it. Rabbi say, here we have glaring at us, not remuzim, Shmois, Va'era, Boy, Vishalach, these parshas are in the wrong place. How did the I shouldn't even say it this way. Like, how could it not be that we're learning the parshas of Yetzias Mitzrayim Pesach time? Wouldn't that be appropriate? Why am I searching parshas Sav and Shmini for information about Pesach? There's Pesach parshas. What's going on that we're sitting here in Shvat learning about the Pesach, and then when Pesach comes, we're going to be somewhere else? It's not a mistake. It can't be that it was just like somewhere in the Seder Yom, either Hashem or Chazal, just like, oh, sorry, we can't really work it out. It can't be. It must be part of the Hashgacha. And the truth is that if you think about it deeply, not only is it not a kasha, but it fits perfectly. David HaMelech in the first kapitel in Tehillim describes the Talmud Chacham. And he says that the Talmud Chacham is ke'etz shasul al palgei mayim, like a tree that's planted by the banks of the water, of the river. And that water, the Mefarshim tell us, is the Divrei Torah, the mayim chayim of Torah, the ein mayim ela Torah, that nourishes us and goes through us and develops within us until what happens? V'hoya ke'etz shasul al palgei mayim. Asher piria yitain be'itai, the aleihu la'ibal, the result of planting ourselves firmly near the ein mayim ela Torah, is that we produce peiros, ma'isim tovim, we build beautiful homes, we're mechanech our children, we're mekadeshem shamayim, we act in a way that represents a person who's shasul al palgei mayim. And that's a process from that first beginning of when the water starts to, the lachluchis, starts to course through the roots of the tree and the trunk of the tree until the moments that the tree explodes and the leaves come out and the fruits start to grow. And our Divrei Torah, the beginning of that process, and our being Mekayim Mitzvahs are the result of that process. Pesach, we're very careful. The Gemara tells us, because the Torah says that it's B'chodesh Ha'aviv, that Pesach must be in the springtime, to the point that like this year, we will add an extra month to the year if Pesach comes out in the wrong tkufa. Pesach, which is us coming out of Mitzrayim, us maturing into the nation that we were meant to be, us setting out on the journey, the tafkid of Klal Yisrael, that has to happen when the trees bloom, when all of the preparation is ready to start going into action. And the preparation of the trees blooming, when does that begin? That begins in Shvat. According to Beis Shammai, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanai says Rosh Chodesh Shvat. According to Beis Hillel, the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos is today, and the Sfarim say that the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos is a day that the very beginnings, deep beneath the surface, the very beginnings of the new life, of the new year, start to course through the tree. So how perfectly appropriate is it that at the time that the lachluchis, the moisture, the nourishment starts to course through the tree, we place ourselves by the Torah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shmois, Va'era, Boy, B'Shalach, and that cooks inside of us. And then when the trees go into bloom, and that which was planted now comes out, that which was started to get nourished now comes out and breaks the surface, then we actually take out the matzah, take out the maror, take out the dalad kaisais, and then we actually relive and actually act based on the nisim of Kriyas Yamsa, of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsa. Learning Torah, being people that are shasul al palge mayim, is a process. It's something that starts in Shvat, in the natural world. It's a process until we see the green on the trees. Now, right now, if you look outside, the trees look dead. Rav Reuven Leuchter once told me that he lives in Eretz Yisrael, and most of the trees there don't lose their leaves. But he said he had one tree in his gina that lost its leaves in the winter. And one of his daughters was young, and she didn't remember. She was just like reaching some level of maturity, and she was very sad that the tree died in the winter. And he didn't say anything. And he says he'll never forget the day that she ran into the house when it was getting Nisan time. It's alive! The tree is alive! Because you don't see it the whole winter, it looks dead. And even while we're shasal al pal gemayim, sometimes we don't see the results because it takes time. And it's important to remember that. We live in a world of such instantaneous communications, such instant results, such push a button and everything goes into action immediately. But the nefesh of a person doesn't take shortcuts. The nefesh of a person needs a process. And that means that we're Baruch Hashem back and back focused, Shasul al Pal Gemayim. This year, this man trying to be even stronger than in the past. This man trying to be even more Shasul and more steady and more secure in our Limud HaTorah. But part of that is not to ever feel yiyush or despair. If we feel like it's taking time for that to break the surface, if our midos, if our abilities in learning, if our abilities in Avodas Hashem don't seem to reach where we would like them to reach, we have to trust the process. Look outside at the trees. It happens to not be snow on the ground right now. Where I live, there still is. It's icy. It's cold, it's chilly, it's winter, but the movement of growth has begun. And the same thing is true with our Zman. We're shasul al pal gemayim. Inside, we're alive, and with Hashem's help, we'll take all of that chiyus, all of that life, and we'll continue to be shasul, continue to implant ourselves by the mayim of Torah, and we'll be zeicha to see in the right time, with patience and perseverance, that all of that investment will be moitzi peiros, and the beauty of what a Talmud Chacham is, the Ezer Hashem, will be expressed in every single one of us. A good Shabbos.